It's very interesting. George Soros, who might be thought of as equivalent on the left, is steadfastly disdained giving to media.
Yes.
He gives to universities, he gives to human rights organizations, he gives to electoral reform and so on, drug reform, all kinds of causes, stays strictly away from media.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if you think of, say, the New York Times is not a charity, but at the same time, you know, it's a family-controlled business. It's a Jewish family. I think the general understanding among everyone is that they could, you know, sell it out and make more money than they make owning it. But it's seen as a trust, as some kind of a public service and a public responsibility that they're doing, and it's in some ways it's an act of charity. I mean, it's probably the greatest newspaper in the world. It does invaluable stuff, but it is also a way of becoming, you know, players and influential people in the American scene. And it's, I think you can't de-link charitable influences from, you know, a desire for a certain kind of social power.
Mm-hmm.
Right. More than, yeah.